Nevada lawmakers have moved forward with a significant overhaul of the state's film tax credit program, approving a revised version of AB 238 that would authorize $95 million per year in transferable credits, an 850% increase starting in 2028. The amended bill also establishes a new production studio entertainment district, a special tax zone whose revenues are projected to generate $11 million annually for pre-kindergarten, pre-K, programs in Clark County for 17 years. Tax incentives, with strings attached. The revised bill includes sweeping new accountability and investment provisions. Developers must meet $1.8 billion in capital investment by 2038. Missed benchmarks can trigger liens on undeveloped land. Film companies must spend $4.5 billion over 15 years, or risk repayment penalties of up to $50 million. Biennial reports are now required, covering investments, infrastructure, and Nevada employment. The bill's sponsor, ASM, Sandra Yauregui, de Las Vegas, emphasized that these new conditions are intended to guarantee returns on the state's investment. Education Link, a dedicated revenue stream for pre-K, a key new feature of AB 238 is its earmarking of film district tax revenues for early childhood education. Funds will go directly to the Clark County School District, addressing a major access gap. Of the 27,000 eligible 4- and 5-year-olds in the county, about 20,000 lack access to pre-K programs. Supporters, including Clark County Education Association Director John Velardita, argue that this mechanism provides a sustainable funding stream for gradual program expansion, which is a more practical solution than one-off appropriations. However, opposition remains, especially from the Nevada State Education Association, NSEA, which called the tax incentives fiscal recklessness and said the legislature should focus on broad-based school funding reforms instead. Still facing hurdles despite Saturday's committee approval, AB 238 faces uncertainty. 5 committee members opposed it, including 3 Democrats. 2 voted in favor but reserved the right to switch their votes. Governor Joe Lombardo has not taken a clear position, citing the need to assess the bill's economic implications. AB 238 is competing with another film tax credit bill, SB 220, but has advanced further, aided by backing from Sony Pictures Entertainment and Warner Brothers Discovery. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.